A Blessing for Mama by Susan Barrett, based on a true story. The priesthood is restored, the truth made known to man that God has spoken to the earth. His power is here again. Children's Songbook, page 89. Primary was over, and 10-year-old Reuben was looking for the missionaries. They were going to walk home with him. Elder Sanchez and Elder Rojas had taught Reuben and his older brother, Diego, the missionary lessons and had baptized and confirmed them. Now Reuben thought of them as his best friends. Reuben looked through the window of a closed classroom door. There they were. But what were they doing? Their hands were on the head of a man in the ward, and it looked like they were saying a prayer, like they had when Reuben was confirmed. When they came out of the room, he asked the missionaries, "What were you doing?" "We were giving Brother Mendoza a priesthood blessing," said Elder Sanchez. "It's like a special prayer, and it can give comfort, help someone know how to solve a problem, or even heal someone who is sick." The next Sunday, Reuben looked for the missionaries after church again. "Can you come to my house and give my mama a blessing?" he asked. "Her back is hurting a lot." They all hurried to Reuben's house. Elder Sanchez and Elder Rojas talked to Reuben's mama. She was a member of the church, but she had not been to church for a long time. "We understand you are not feeling well, Sister Garcia," Elder Rojas said. "My back has been hurting badly for several weeks," she told them. "I have met with many doctors, but they haven't been able to help me." "Reuben asked us to come and give you a priesthood blessing," Elder Sanchez said. "Would you like us to do that?" "Oh, yes, please," Mama said. As the missionaries put their hands on her head and gave her a blessing, tears rolled down Mama's cheeks. When they were finished, Reuben hugged her. "I know the blessing will help you," he told her. 3 days later, the missionaries returned to see how Reuben's mama was feeling. "I am so happy to see you," she told them. "The pain in my back started to go away after you gave me the blessing, and now it is completely gone." "Heavenly Father healed you, Sister Garcia," Elder Sanchez said. "And he allowed us to help him by using our priesthood authority to bless you." The next Sunday and every Sunday after that, Mama went to church with Reuben and Diego. She knew that the power of the priesthood was real, and so did Reuben. What is the priesthood? The priesthood is the authority to act in Heavenly Father's name. It blesses everyone, men and women, boys and girls. Boys in the church can hold the Aaronic priesthood when they are worthy and 12 years old. They can hold the Melchizedek priesthood when they are worthy and 18. The offices in the Aaronic priesthood include deacon, teacher, and priest. The offices in the Melchizedek priesthood include elder, high priest, patriarch, 70, and apostle. Some things Aaronic priesthood holders can do. Teachers and priests prepare the sacrament. Priests bless it. And all pass it. Teachers and priests can be home teachers. Priests can baptize. All can gather fast offerings. Priests can ordain others in the Aaronic priesthood. Some things Melchizedek priesthood holders can do. Everything Aaronic priesthood holders can do, plus confirm members of the church after baptism, give priesthood blessings, direct church meetings, and extend callings. End of the story. A Blessing for Mama by Susan Barrett, read by Charlene Stewart.